One of the outstanding volunteers in our community, this is Carol Plunkett, volunteer with the Crammy Family Thrift Shop. Carol, thank you so much for everything you do in our community. Tell me, how did you get started volunteering?
I actually started at a different shop that was around the corner. And there were a few of us that were, we were having some concerns, and we ultimately ended up deciding to open one that was going to benefit the community. Long story short is we just didn't know where our money was going, and we couldn't get any satisfactory answers. So we just decided to do something ourselves. We're coming up to our third anniversary. We opened the doors on September the 4th, 3 years ago, so 2019, just before all the COVID and everything shut us down. So we were a little anxious for a while.
Why did you feel it was important to give back?
Oh, gosh, without volunteers in any community, there would be, I don't know where we would be. You know, without the volunteers, it doesn't matter what, whether it be a hospital or just a little thrift shop, or even just other organizations that are trying to help out in their own endeavors. You need volunteers all around.
And what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I think it's the loyalty of my volunteers. We all have a lot of, I'd like to say we all have a lot of fun, but it's the volunteers. That's my biggest asset. I'm there every day because I am the manager of the store as well. So I'm there every, all during our open hours. And even some weeks, once a month we do a purge. So I have to be there on a day that it's not open. So I'm there all day. I've got some workers coming in shortly to add some additional electrical services and security. So I'm going to be there, you know, a day or two that we're not open. So there's lots of hours that I've put in, but ultimately I love it.
Do you have any advice for someone thinking about volunteering?
Oh my goodness, don't hesitate. There are so many people that you'll have laughs with. We've made lots of friends. And just knowing that what you're doing is going right back into the community is very rewarding. I feel that's why some of the volunteers just stuck it out. Well, we have actually made a commitment now to the food bank. We started off, obviously, in our first year doing small donations to them, but we made a commitment. We do a monthly donation of $500. And we've done our largest donation just a little while ago to the curling club because their equipment, like their machine that looks after the ice. I'm not sure what you call it. I don't think it's a Zamboni, but I think probably similar. And so we gave them $3,000. And we just gave $1,000 to the Music in the Square this past week. We've even given to the Rotary Club if they've got a specific project that they're looking for funding for. And we now have a form. It's either on my Facebook page or just let us know. I can email forms for requests. In the beginning, we were trying to figure out who to give our money to, but now we've got request forms, and that seems to be helping out as well.